My name is was Olivia Woodfield. It's now Olivia Tottle. And we lived from 1943 to 1960 in the house now called the Tudor House, and in Eastmeon. And it was then, the address was just the Square, Eastmeon.
What brought you, what brought your family to Eastmeon?
My family actually lived in South London, in East Dulwich, and our house was bombed in 1943, so we had no roof, no windows, no doors. Things were blown out of the house, and so we had nowhere to live. We then heard of a house in Eastmeon which was to rent, and this was through an aunt and a friend of the aunt, of our aunt, and this house was available to rent. It had been left to this lady called Miss Seabridge, who actually lived in Tunbridge Wells herself. She was a milliner in Tunbridge Wells, and she'd been left it by her uncle when he died, and she really had no use herself for the house, so she rented it to us on a temporary basis.
Can you describe the condition of the house, what it was like when you moved there?
The house is mainly Elizabethan, and it had been rather neglected, shall we say. Been lived in by an elderly gentleman who lived there on his own, as far as we know.
That was?
That was Mr. Warren, Mr. Arthur Warren. And it was fairly dirty, and certainly the garden was very overgrown, and but we were just very pleased to have a home to go to, and it was nice and big, whereas we'd been living in a small terraced house in London, and now we had a house with four bedrooms and a large garden, so we were, I'm sure my parents were extremely pleased to have it.
What was the plumbing and the power and so on in those days?
As far as I know, we had electricity, though on the walls I remember there were still the brackets for gas lamps. So we had some electricity, and my mother had a very small electric stove that she cooked by, but there was also a kitchen range in the kitchen. I know we used that at big family times. I'm not sure that we used it at other times, but certainly I remember it being used at Christmas. A plumbing, we had one cold tap in the scullery. That was the only water in the house, so we had an outside toilet with no plumbing, and we had this one cold tap in the scullery, so for a bath on Saturday night all the water had to be heated up and put into the tin bath that lived on the wall in the scullery.
You lived there till 1960, is that right?
That's right.
So tell me about going to school there, the National School.
Right, I went to Eastmeon School, which was up the road past the church, and we had three classes there: infants, juniors and seniors. So each class had 2 years in the class. So there was lower infants and upper infants, and the same with juniors and seniors. So you just moved from one side of the room to the other when you became the upper one.
Do you remember who was head of the school at the time?
Yes, Mrs. Hoyes was the headmistress, and when I first went there, Mrs. Broadway took the infants, and then Mrs. Hoyes' daughter, who was a trainee teacher, she came in and helped with the infants, and Mrs. Hasty took the juniors, and Mrs. Hoyes, the headmistress, took the seniors.
Did the Hoyes live on the school premises?
No, she lived out towards Basingstoke. I've forgotten the name of the village where she lived, so it was quite a distance that she came.
Did anybody live? Because there is a house at the end of the school.
That's right. That was the caretaker who lived there, and he had another job as well. So he was there to clean, I suppose, and to lock up, and we very rarely saw him or his family.
Do you remember your friends from that time?
Yes, I do. I remember Hazel Goddard very well, and there was Doreen, Peggy Whittier, and her older sister, I think, Doreen Whittier, and Margaret Files. Margaret lived a couple of doors up from us in Flint Cottage in Chapel Street, and there were various other ones in our class as well.
So what happened when you came to the end of the national school?
When it was time for the 11 plus, presumably we all took the first part of the 11 plus, and then the 11 plus was in two parts in those days, and you had to pass the first part, and then you were allowed to take the second part. I think you had to go into Petersfield to take the second part, which was a big journey. But the morning of the second part, I came out with mumps. So I was unable to take that. So I had to stay at Eastmeon School for another year, because there was no second chance. If you weren't fit on the day, that was it. So I stayed at Eastmeon School for another year and had another go at it when I passed and went to Petersfield County High School for Girls.
Was that unusual for a village girl to pass 11 plus and go on?
As far as I know, I was the first one to pass